the Rich Door Company post-game show. Michael Dieker joined by victorious head coach of the Opie Eagles, Chris Schmidt, his team improving to 11-0 after a 53-31 victory. Coach, this margin much wider than what the actual game really felt. You guys kind of got off to a slow start in that first half before kind of spacing it out there in the second half, much in part to your defense.
Yeah, again, Michael, I'd say we lean on our defense like we always have. You know, you got to give Ryson some credit in the first half. He made some shots, and I think we challenged him. But, you know, I didn't really talk to the kids about it, but my thoughts were he was going to wear down a little bit in the second half because, he does a lot of stuff out there and does some good things. But you just kind of feel like his legs might go a little bit, and I thought that happened. So, and we leaned on our defense in the second half. They end up with 9 points.
Nine points. The only 2 field goals
Again, our defense has been pretty solid all year, and offensively, doing some things, but we got to shoot the ball a little better.
Yeah, you guys, obviously face that zone that you guys aren't really accustomed to seeing all that much, and you guys kind of failed to attack it there in that first half. You guys made some adjustments and got much more aggressive the second half.
Yeah, we talked about getting the ball inside. The first half it hurt a little bit. Blake Skowski gets in some trouble, and, then we kind of go to a smaller lineup. So we, didn't attack the gaps like we need to, and I thought we settled for some shots that we could have got some better looks. But I give the kids credit. Came back second half. I thought we attacked things better, and kids made some shots, and we was able to pull away some.
Now you guys get a big key to your defensive prowess tonight. Darren Hines, obviously, playing in the first time tonight, a little bit later than what was originally anticipated, but still good to see him back out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Darren's a big piece, and I feel like, and I just said this to the kids. I said, we've done a lot of good things, but I feel like we got several kids that can go another notch, and then you add Darren to the mix. So I feel like our ceiling is still pretty high. We have a lot of room to improve, and it's their challenge. I'm going to challenge them to get to that, and I think these kids will approach it the right way, and we'll make some strides.
You guys have one final touch-up before the Lyon County League Tournament on Tuesday with Coach Boss and company with Meritazine Valley. Of course, not the season Boss was probably hoping for, but what do you know about the Trojans?
Yeah, they got some young kids playing, but, by the time this year they've learned, by the time this time of season they've gotten better and they know each other, they're going to play hard. Again, I expect to see some zone and different things at us, so hopefully we can work on that Monday and, attack it better. And hopefully, again, we'll lean on our defense to help get us some stuff on the offensive end.
Well, Coach, this win provides you guys most likely a regular season Lyon County League Championship back-to-back now, and that's kind of something, a rare feat for you guys going back-to-back for the regular season. What does that mean to knock off one of those check marks for goals?
Well, like you said, it's probably ours right now, but we want to finish it with an undefeated regular league championship, so we'll talk a little more about that hopefully after Tuesday's game. But I'm proud of what these kids have done. These kids have been a big part of it last year and this year. So the credit goes to them for their hard work and dedication, and let's keep going.
Well, talking about keeping it going, are the Cowboys able to get it done on Monday night?
I'll keep it short. My thoughts are not good. I feel like Tampa Bay is starting to play the best they've played all year. And I would say that when it comes down to it in crunch time, Brady has a little bit more experience than Dak. So we're going to play really well and do some things. I'd like to see a couple things different on defense, but my gut says they won't do what I'm thinking about. So I'm not very optimistic, but I'm still going to root for them.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory. Good luck on Tuesday, and we'll talk to you the following week with the Lyon County League Tournament.
All right, Michael, thanks, guys.
That was head coach Chris Schmidt. His team victorious tonight, 53-31, improving to 11-0. That was 466th career victory for Coach Schmidt now in his 22nd season at the helm of the Eagles. Well, that will wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show. Get Tegan Trahoon back on the headset. Have him wrap up of what he saw here tonight and what we might see next week with the Flint Hills League Shootout.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage.